Hey, it's Dean Blundell. I'm here with my very good friend at Greg Carrasco on Twitter. Greg, you've moved.
I have.
Where?
Thornhill Hyundai.
Where is that?
Young and Steeles. You know, we're Young right in the middle of Steeles.
Like where exactly?
7200 Young Street.
That's even better. ThornhillHyundai.com.
Yes.
And you are still the same guy that doesn't lie to anybody. Is that correct?
Some things never change, and we've taken the show on the road.
Go and see him. He doesn't lie to you. Buy a car from him. You won't regret it.
At ThornhillHyundai.com.
As an unlicensed doctor, we suggest a prescription for one of our shows. Sign up for our free podcast at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Fake Doctor's Orders. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
There has been an awakening. Have you felt it?
Dean Blundell and Company.
All the preteen children out there, listen to my voice. You are immortal.
I didn't realize it was my job to pump his tires.
Let's go now!
You're listening to Dean Blundell and Company on Toronto's Sports Radio, Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Good morning. Welcome. It is Thursday, the 23rd day of June. It is 17 degrees. And we are live. 3, 2, 1, ready, go. This is what they do on TV. 1, 3, 2. They don't even say the 1 anymore. Sometimes they don't even think say the 3. They go 5, 4, and then they count you down with a finger, and then boom, we're on. That's how we do it here.
Am I supposed to have a speech?
I think so. Yeah, you are. Anyway, morning. Lots going on today. The Joe Carter Classic. The celebrity golf tournament is on today. We have Jessica down there. We got a microphone down there. We'll talk to pretty much every celebrity they have, and they have a ton of them. We'll get to who, what, where, when, and why coming up in just a few minutes. It's for Sick Kids Hospital and Children's Foundation. We'll get to that coming up this morning. Also, the Toronto Blue Jays, of course, win again. That is center stage, 5-2 yesterday. The only thing better than that win is what I saw in that win, George. When I watch baseball, I love wins. Specifically when it comes to the Toronto Blue Jays. But what I love more about baseball is what I see between the lines. What I like to dissect as it's going. What I see from pitchers. What is it? You know what I saw yesterday? I saw some guys wake up. And it's been a progressive wake up, like from a coma after a terrible accident. But they're waking up. They flipped the script yesterday with a long ball. Russell Martin with a three-run dong. Edwin and my man Troy Tulowitzki go deep. Are you reading between the lines here? Troy Tulowitzki, Russell Martin waking up. The bullpen looked absolutely outstanding. Drew Storen was unbelievable yesterday as well. They were locked down after Jay Happ sprayed six hits over five innings, two-run ball. Sleeping parts of the team could be waking up, George, and that's what I saw yesterday. We'll get to that. Vegas, of course, the other story we're following this morning, that was the center of the hockey universe yesterday. NHL awards were last night. Patrick Kane won the Hart and the Ted Lindsay awards for MVP of the league and MVP by his peers. Doughty with the Norris, Braden Holtby with the Vezina, and of course, prior to that, they announced that hockey was officially coming to Las Vegas. Good morning, George. How are you, sir?
I'm super, Dean. I didn't see that coming at all. I was totally surprised that Vegas got. I'm like, what? When did this happen?
Yeah, I was thinking the NHL never telegraphs those punches, right? Do they?
Not at all. No. And then, credit to Gary Bettman and the NHL. At least they addressed the Quebec situation, saying the Canadian dollar was the reason why they didn't get their team. And then Quebec goes out there and says, yeah, you know, we still hope to get a team. But $500 million for an NHL franchise in a market where you're like, I don't know, Dean, in about 10 years from now. Yeah. Right now, it seems great. But let's think long term, 10, 15, 20 years from now. Is that franchise really going to be viable if the NBA and the NFL get there? I don't know. But right now, it's all roses and lollipops for the NHL. I just don't know if long term it's actually going to work.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to work either, but they're doing it.
Oh, no. 100%.
And they're first in.
Yeah.
And that's the big deal. I think if you're going to ask anybody with the NHL head office, you're going to ask guys like Bill Daly, Gary Bettman, the commissioner of finance. You're going to ask anybody involved with the NHL head offices. What was the most, or even the NHL itself and all of its shareholders? Because the NHL, Each team owns an equal share of the NHL, and that's who the shareholders are, the owners of the teams.
Yeah.
So if you're going to ask these guys what's important to them, two things. One, getting a $33 million check for doing jack squat.
It's not bad.
Two, the other thing that's important to those guys is being first into Las Vegas.
Yeah.
You talk about a market that has been starved for professional sports. It really, professional sports haven't been allowed there because it's been this giant wasteland of what ifs, right? What if, the point shaving happens? What if sports books gets involved? What if someone gets bribed? What if?
Yeah.
And the Pete Rose thing sure didn't help anybody when it came to Vegas and sports and betting and sports books. So either way, they're first in, which is great news. And I don't know if it's going to work either, but I'll tell you what. Gives people a hell of an excuse to go there for a boys' trip, doesn't it?
Oh, well, 100% it does. How long do you think that flies for? How long do you think the fans will gravitate to the fact that, yeah, this was our first team in Las Vegas and I want to support that? How much legs does that have? How much is that really worth?
I don't know. But I do know this, and it was interesting because, you know, this Maloof guy, I think his name's Bernie Maloof. He used to own the Sacramento Kings, I believe.
Yeah.
His wife was on, like, Housewives of Los Angeles or Sacramento or, like, Poughkeepsie or something like that. I guess she had giant lips. That's all I remember. Anyway, he's a part owner, minority owner of the team with Bill Foley. And he said yesterday something that I found very interesting. He said, you know, I don't know if people know this. There's 2.3 million people in the Las Vegas proper area. And this is the 10th best market for consuming hockey in North America. The 10th.
Really?
Yeah, as far as ratings go and watching hockey games, NHL hockey games. And I thought that was absolutely fascinating. Now, I don't know if he's talking out of both sides of his mouth. Keep in mind, he has made a fortune in Las Vegas in real estate. So,
Yeah. You
know, we'll see if what he says is true and we'll see if it works. But 14,000 season tickets, I don't know how many of those tickets were, you know, 2,000 were sold to one company, 10,000 were sold to another. But they say they're going to fill the building every night. Capacity of about 17,500 people get in that building for a hockey game. And the majority of those are season ticket holders right off the hop. So, and they don't play for another year. So they got another year to drum up some interest.
Here's a question I really want to know. So when they go to T-Mobile Arena, it's supposed to be gorgeous, state of the art. The NHL's never seen an arena like this. Does it have slot machines and tables in the actual arena?
Yes, it does.
George, that's a great question.
So let me get this straight, Dean. You're sitting there. You're going to go get a beer, and you're like, I'm going to throw 20 into this video poker machine.
Yep.
You get on a heater.
You can walk by a blackjack table. There could be an open spot, and you go, yeah, I'm gonna put 20 down, and everybody gets mad at you because you're putting money down.
That guy ruining the flow of the table.
Yeah. Whoa, you're screwing up the cards.
Yeah.
You can do that. Absolutely. There's going to be slot machines. There's going to be poker tables. There's going to be roulette.
It makes it great, though, right? It's just part of the Vegas party, just at an arena. So what, you miss the second you're on a heater?
I'm saying the arena will just look empty. That's all I'm saying on television.
Yeah, it's like the Air Canada Center, bro.
Just like for the whole game, though.
Yeah, and all you're going to hear is like there'll be like a stoppage in action. They're going to be very, very of you, and you're going to hear this.
Yeah! Woo! Yeah,
somebody score?
No. Yeah! You hear the clinking of the slot machine. That's my favorite thing. If you've never been to Las Vegas, you get off the plane, and the first thing you hear walking out the plane to the airport, clink, 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 clink.
Yeah, it's fascinating. Anyway, we'll get to that and talk about Vegas this morning because, of course, they won their bid, and they paid their $500 million for a franchise. It'll be a massive gamble. Either way, other people know better than us. Also, as we said before, off the hop, the Toronto Blue Jays got off it yesterday, 5-2. Long balls did the trick yesterday. Russell Martin and Troy Tulowitzki. Is anybody watching the baseball that either of these two guys are playing, the offensive baseball these guys are playing? This is what we wanted 2 months ago. It was 2 months coming, but thank God it's here. Troy Tulowitzki goes deep yesterday for a solo dong, and Russell Martin with a three-run shot as well to get everything started in the fourth inning. But man, oh man, is it sweet relief seeing those guys contribute.
Well, and that's the future of the Toronto Blue Jays, and that's what made a lot of fans nervous. And again, there's still a lot of season to go for these guys to keep it up, to be consistent, because they both got off to horribly slow starts. But they're the future of the Blue Jays. They're the heart of this lineup, because we don't know. It looks like Jose's not coming back. We're hoping Edwin does, but it's going to be Donaldson, Tulo, and Martin being the heart of this lineup. And you're right, if they start to hit, and we'll play a John Gibbons clip later talking about how impressed he is with Troy Tulowitzki, but if Tulo and Martin wake up and Jose comes back healthy, despite the fact your man crush for Ezekiel Carrera, but even Edwin just rammed one last night too. He's been incredible the entire month of June.
Suck on that one for tonight.
Yeah, all of a sudden this offense looks like the 2015 Blue Jays. And even though J-Hap kind of looked like the first go-around to J-Hap with the Blue Jays last night, you mentioned it. The bullpen was great. But if that offense wakes up with the starting pitching they're getting, this is a playoff team, and I don't think there's any question that they can at least be a wild card team.
So you're saying six hits over over five innings and two earned runs is old J-Hap?
It felt like it yesterday.
Well, it's just because he went five, I think.
Yeah.
I think, yeah. Coming out early, you go, that's old.
I didn't like that.
But still, he was effective. I thought he was really good yesterday. He pitched out of a couple of jams. And you know who really impressed me yesterday? And it's funny because we make fun of him. But the Toronto Blue Jays' Phil Kessel, Drew Storen.
Yeah.
He was outstanding yesterday. He's got some, I don't know, is it a slider or what kind of breaking ball it is? It's considered a breaking ball, but let's define it. And he's a righty, but it comes from so far right, and it sweeps all the way across the plate. Is it a slider? I don't know what it is. He was so good yesterday, and he looked so much more confident than he has in days past. You forget how important it was when they traded Ben Revere for Drew Storen. When you see that kind of stuff, how important he should have been to this team in the first 2 months of the season. I mean, I'll take it because he's kind of come out of his shell, and it seems like the last three, four, or five starts he's been real good. But my God, did they miss that in the first 2 months of the season?
And all of a sudden, if Brett Cecil's healthy and turns back into the Brett Cecil of the second half of last season, all of a sudden, if Drew Storen can be the Drew Storen we thought we were getting all along, the bullpen's looking pretty good. And Bru Osuna again was nails like he always is for a 21-year-old kid.
What's up with his hair, though? It's like he's got an arrow that points towards his backside.
I don't know, but if he pitches like that, I don't care.
Yeah, he took off his hat and he's doing something funky with Russell Martin. I'm like, is that arrow pointing towards his bum? Is that what his hair is doing?
Whatever. That's George. Says, right?
Yeah, who cares? He's pitching like that. He's like, suck on that. There's one thing we haven't even mentioned.
Suck on that one for tonight.
We haven't even mentioned the entire season, and I think that the fans of this city deserve a huge pat on the back. You know, the Blue Jays are number one in average attendance in the American League.
Yeah, and did you know this, too? I did know that because we were talking about it yesterday, and I also heard this yesterday, and Buck pointed this out, and I thought, that can't be true. This is the biggest single-season attendance turnaround in Major League Baseball history. Well,
and there's only going to be more sellouts at Rogers Center if this team gets better and better and gearing towards a playoff spot down the stretch in September and August. That place is going to be rammed. So another indication of, hey, the fans are coming to support this team. Guess what, ownership? Maybe you write a couple checks to keep a guy like Edwin Encarnacion around, or come trade deadline, maybe add a lot of payroll because the fans are doing their part.
Yeah.
They're spending their cheddar and coming down to the ballpark. Now it's your turn to pony up and bring in some players or keep some players.
And parlay Jose Bautista into a really solid bullpen arm and some prospects. That's what I'm saying. Anyway, I'm still on the tip. And did you know this? That they're only half game back of the second-place Red Sox and 2.5 games out of first place in the American League East because the Red Sox lost again last night. Ryan Favreau.
Can you imagine trading Jose Bautista for a bullpen arm? What would happen?
What if that bullpen arm was Andrew Miller?
Like, okay, why?
You know, what if that bullpen arm came with three AAA prospects? What if that bullpen arm also came with
you want prospects? We're trying to win the World Series here.
I know we are, but they got to stock the prospect pool. That's what Mark Shapiro said. I'm all in. I'm a big Mark Shapiro guy.
You always have been. I will say that. You've always had his back.
Either way, it's a good news story today. The NHL is in Vegas. Your Jays win yesterday. We got the NBA draft to get to with Eric Smith. Later on this morning, as your Raptors pick ninth, they said they might deal it. They might pick it. Who knows what they're going to do with it. And Eagles Nest Golf and Country Club, the center of the celebrity universe this morning, as we will be on site and talking to celebrities there all morning long. We'll get to that list. Who's there? What's going on? All for children's charities, and we'll do that next. Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
This ain't like when you're at a game and sign up for a credit card just to get the prize and then you immediately cancel the credit card. Because there's no prize when you sign up for our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand. You're listening to Dean Blundell and Company on Toronto's Sports Radio. Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
Waking up to ash and dust, I wipe my brow and I sweat my rust. I'm breathing in the chemicals.
5:48, good morning. Welcome to the program. Dean Blundell and Company. It is live this morning from our Sportsnet 590 The Fan studio. Also, we're in two places at once this morning. Hard to do, I know. We're at Eagles Nest Golf and Country Club for the Joe Carter Classic Celebrity Golf Tournament. This morning, we may be joined by the likes of, well, we will be joined by Joe Carter, Chris Tucker, George Lopez, Devon White, Dan Marino, Kenny Lofton, Barry Larkin, Julius Erving, Dr. J, Cedric the Entertainer is there as well. We'll also hopefully talk to Josh Donaldson, JD, the Bringer of Rain, at Bringer of
Rain
20.
This isn't the try league. You know, this is the get it done league.
I love him. Who is just on a tear, isn't he? I think over the past, like, 16 games, he's hitting 420 or something. Like, he's just otherworldly. He was, again, he got it started last night again. He was on base. He had a double, and then Edwin with a walk, and then, boom, Russell Martin with a three-run jack as the Jays win 5-2, which was a nice story as they get off that three-game win streak, or losing streak, rather. NHL was announced that they are going to Vegas. And speaking of the NHL, do you remember this? Remember this guy Tony X?
Mm-hmm. I do remember Tony X.
Tony X was the guy who apparently sprang to popularity as the newest fan of the NHL by discovering it on television from his home in St. Louis when he was just looking for something to watch on TV. And the tweets were funny. Man, this S is lit. I can't believe white people been hiding this sport from us for years. This is awesome. He was invited to a game. His story went viral. His tweets went viral. Everybody knows who the guy is. Apparently, he tweeted out at 5:19 yesterday on his way to the NHL Awards, tweeted out at 5:19 a.m. a picture of a Southwest airplane ticket saying that he was just an emoji of an airplane. He's on his way to the NHL Awards where he was invited to be a guest presenter because his story was so compelling that he found the NHL and tweeted finding and loving the NHL live. He loved how fast it was, how hard these guys are hitting each other, didn't understand what the goalies were there for, wasn't sure if anything was legal, but it looked like a fight that was going on. I mean, if you just Google Tony X, you'll understand what I'm saying. Apparently, Tony had these free tickets to go to Las Vegas and be part of the NHL Awards yesterday. Went missing in Vegas. Now, when I say gone missing, I don't think there's a police report. I mean, just didn't show up to the awards. They believe he is in Las Vegas. They believe he got to Las Vegas to the point where they said, this is from the official NHL account. His Twitter handle is at Soul City. The NHL tweets, yo, at Soul City, where you at? Hashtag Tony MIA.
I'm a drunk.
That's the best.
On the broadcast, and this was literally because I watched the NHL Awards yesterday. I'm not going to tell you how much I watched, but this was part that I watched, where Will Arnett, just before he introduces the ex-ambassadors band, and I believe they gave, I don't even know if they gave it an award, as a matter of fact. I just know that he made a joke about Brent Burns. Then they had a swimsuit model talking to Brent Burns, and he didn't have his teeth in, by the way, which I thought was funny. None of the guys who miss teeth, who famously have no teeth, like the Drew Doughtys, who, by the way, won the Norris Trophy yesterday.
It's about time.
Yeah. Anyway, he says, hey, listen, Will Arnett's like, if you've seen the guy around, he's supposed to be here now for his segment. let us know, hashtag Tony MIA. But the dude just didn't show up. And apparently they believe he's in Vegas. They just don't know where he is.
I'm looking at his Twitter account right now. It's at Solo U City. Okay. His last tweet 22 hours ago has a picture of Southwest airline tickets and an airplane, assuming he's going there. But what I notice here above that, you can pin a tweet to your account. And Tony X's pinned tweet says, I don't care, from June 2nd. So if this guy is so passionate about, you know, I don't care, then he truly doesn't care. So he just got some tickets.
Yep.
He's going to Vegas. But now, where do you think he is? I almost want to do a poll question on this. Where do you think Tony X, what happened to Tony X, St. Louis Blues fan? Do you think he got greased? Do you think he just is on a gambling run?
Well, it looks like he left from St. Louis at 5:19 in the morning. I believe his flight was supposed to leave at around 7:30. On a Southwest Airlines flight. It's nice they sent him first class.
Yeah, really, really sent him on that.
Yeah. At least the NHL splashed out for him. So it looks
$500 million for the team. They put him on a Southwest flight.
Yeah, Mr. Bettman, how would you like us to fly Mr. Solo City here?
Economy, please.
Anyway, it looks like he's there. It looks like he was getting on the plane. And you're right. The pinned tweet is funny from June 2nd. I don't care. So, hey, listen, he maybe he just did what a lot of people would do in his situation. Like, you know, when those people that work for like Johnson & Johnson or like, a brick company and they go, oh, we got a landscaping convention because Las Vegas is the convention capital of the effing world.
Yeah.
So they go, oh, I got free ticket to Vegas. Like, you think I'm going to the seed and fertilizer course? No. I'm going to head to Treasure Island and see how much money I can get in return for my $1,000 investment at the blackjack table.
Yeah. How much does that happen at conventions? Guys, just no show.
Oh, tons.
Oh, yeah.
Be the best.
I had a friend of mine who's in insurance. He went down there for a conference, all expenses paid, got greased, didn't go to one thing.
And you can't blame him.
No.
Because you could see yourself doing the same thing.
Yeah. He's gone for 4 days. How's the conference? I don't know. So you know Soul City.
Cocaine and hookers, my friend.
Yeah. You know Solo City, Tony X.
That real guy died, Tony, actually, this week, by the way.
Oh, what?
On Matthew McConaughey's character?
Did he really?
Leo DiCaprio's character in that movie just died this week.
Jordan Belfort?
Yeah, well, that's not his real name, but the dude, he was 53. Lived
no
hard.
Way. Did he really?
Lived hard.
The guy who owed the government all that money?
Yeah. He went to jail, too, apparently.
Big time.
But he lived hard.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, dead.
That's the best.
I'm not saying this news. Leo's character, the guy
who was based on.
Jordan Belfort.
We would have heard about this.
He died, yeah. Look it up.
I don't know if
I'm
you would have.
I'm looking it up.
We're so involved in the world of sports. I don't even know what time it is. I love sports. It's a great time for sports.
It is always.
It's a great time for sports.
5:56.
I think he's alive. I think George is crazy.
Probably. Okay. Well, we know that, but all he's right. Usually accurate when it
comes
to
Beardo.
Stupid stuff like this. Anyway, yeah, that's
I'm
it.
Good at stupid stuff.
We'll be back in a second. Hold on. Lots happening, lots cooking. We'll fill in the blanks with your Jays win. Vegas officially announces the 31st franchise of the NHL. Who won all the hardware yesterday at the NHL Awards? Raptors draft 9th and 27th. Today, we'll get to some, unfortunately, Euro news. And the Argos kick off their season opener for rugby today. That's next. Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Subscribe to our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. No medical exam or health questions will be asked. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand. Now back to Dean Blundell and Company. Download the Sportsnet app in the App Store. Then listen online and on your phone. Toronto Sports Radio. Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
.601, welcome. It is Thursday, the 23rd day of June. It is 13 degrees. It is Dean Blundell and Company. It will be 27 today. Wonderful day. Raise some money for some kids' charities. This morning, we will be live at Eagles Nest Golf and Country Club for the Joe Carter Classic. As Jessica, our esteemed sports editor, will be down there with Matt, our engineer, and a microphone, and we'll be parading some of yesteryear's and today's biggest sports celebrities and celebrities. That's what the Joe Carter Classic does. Brings in the biggest celebrities in the world. Ever.
That's huge.
It is huge. And it's for a wonderful cause. Children's charities, including Sick Kids Foundation. So there you go. Lots cooking today, too. Toronto Blue Jays won yesterday. Snapping a 3-game losing streak. Beating the Arizona Diamondbacks 5-2. Russell Martin. Troy Tulowitzki was on fire all of a sudden. All you people. And it was getting louder and louder. I remember, I specifically remember being the only, I'm standing here going, he's going to be fine, everybody. Just let's practice some patience. Troy Tulowitzki is not on the other side of his career. He's not on the back nine. Let him get off the schneid. Let him figure it out. This has happened to him before. Happened to him 3 years ago in Colorado. He was, I think, 2-3 months into the season, much like this one. An abysmal batting average, just above or below 200, I believe. And then he finished the season batting 278 with 23 dingers. So you just relax because he went deep again yesterday and iced the game and looked terrific at short, too. You people forget about his defensive prowess, but man, was he good yesterday again. Nice to see Russell Martin in a little swagger with that bat flip at the end after a three-run shot as well. So we'll get to that. Las Vegas, of course, the center of the hockey universe yesterday. As this expansion was announced there yesterday, the NHL Awards went there yesterday. Anybody see the NHL Awards, by the way? Watch some of it?
No.
I watched a lot of it.
Whole thing.
Did you watch the whole thing? Attaboy. Anyway, I watched a lot of it, and it's funny because,
really?
Yeah.
What was your favorite part?
The Mark Messier Award.
Oh.
Because I don't know if you guys know this. The Mark Messier Award, given for leadership in the NHL, at the NHL Awards,
uh-huh,
is named after Mark Messier. It is decided on by Mark Messier, and it is given to someone by Mark Messier. So this is like the most autocratic award in the history of any award show. It's like one guy, he's like, give you an award. Can you imagine? Gary Bettman said to Mark Messier, well, we want to give you an award. He's like, okay, what do you mean? He goes, well, like your award. You get to decide who gets it. You get to give it out, and it's named after you. Do you know of another award like that? I don't.
Nope.
No. Did Phil Kessel win the leadership award?
No. No, but he was up for something yesterday. Was it the Selkie? Was he up for the Selkie? Was Phil?
No.
I'm just joking. Anyway, no, he didn't win the Selkie. He's not even allowed to be in the same room as the Selkie. Every time he comes in the room with the Selkie Award, it cries. It's like, get away from me. I was laughing. Shea Weber won it. And I thought to myself, my God, where have I been? Maybe it's just because this is my first year and a half into sports radio. But I'll tell you this, I've never even heard of the damned thing. And then I looked it up. I'm like, my God, this guy gets his own award. He gets to decide who's up for it. Then he gets to decide who wins it.
Yeah.
And it's named after him. Awesome. That's when you know you've been successful in your career. Like the Ted Lindsay Award, Ted Lindsay doesn't get to decide.
He should.
The Jack Adams Award, pretty sure Jack doesn't decide who gets that one. Pretty sure he's also dead.
Right.
The King Clancy Award, dead.
It's true.
Right? The Maurice Richard, well, you know.
Can't have a seance.
No. A Ouija board to decide who gets the Maurice Richard Award. This can't be true.
Who's Thompson?
Wait a second. Maurice, what are you saying? Is it Zach Sill? No.
Okay.
What a sense of humor that Maurice Richard has.
Okay, Rocket, you
anyway,
said.
Is that not weird that that Mark Messier gets his own award? Is that not bizarre that he gets his own award to give out that he completely decides on every aspect of it, who's up for it and who gets it?
And how do they qualify that? Like how do
Mark? That's how yeah, no, Mark but, does it.
Like what does he do? Does he interview? Like so, who's the best leader? Like does he go like to every team and
no.
they fill out a questionnaire? Like how does he?
No, you know what? He probably does. You know how you in this job? Like you emailed me the other day, Joe Carter Clash coming up. Send us your favorite celebrities. And I'm like, I don't know. And you just type like five different names and you email me back and you go, actually, three of those people aren't even coming. And that's probably what happened.
Yeah, I'll do this.
Radic Bunk. No, he doesn't play anymore. Alexi Yashin. No. No, you got to get current. Maybe someone else does it. I don't know. I just thought it was the most weird award handed out last night at the NHL Awards. And Shea Weber won it. And I don't even know if he was happy about it. I don't even know if he knows Mark. Like, how does Mark Messier know he's a great leap? Because you got a hell of a slap shot?
You're going to question the moose?
No.
Don't do that. Mark Messier knows.
I'm going to ask him, though, the next time we've talked to him a couple times. The next time we talk to the moose, I'm going to say, can you explain this to me? How do you go about deciding who the best leader in the NHL is? Like, what are the qualifications?
That's what I'm asking. I don't know what.
Anyway,
he's got the best, you know, icy glare into your eyes in the NHL. I don't like what he guarantees wins better than anybody else.
Because how does Sidney Crosby not win that award after his postseason and after his entire season? How does he not win that award? How does Shea Weber win that award?
Because the playoffs don't count for these awards.
That's so stupid.
And if you listen to George, he's not a good leader anyway, so yeah, he wouldn't be a candidate.
And the Penguins are no closer to winning the Stanley Cup than they were at this time last year, even though they won it, right, George?
They won the whole thing. That's right.
6:08, time for George. Here's an update. Hi, George.
Hi, Dean. The Blue Jays looked to split their mini two-game series with the Diamondbacks yesterday afternoon down at Rogers Center. Jay Happ got the start for the Jays in search of his ninth win. And he got some early run support from his battery mate in the bottom of the first.
Runners go again, 3-2 pitch, fly ball deep left center field, heading for the wall, heading for the shadows, and there she goes! The Blue Jays are definitely in flight, 3-0 on Russ Martin's sixth home run, and give him a five-game hitting streak.
Yes, Jerry Howard on Sportsnet 590, the fan. The D-backs would get one back thanks to some sloppy Blue Jays D.
The pitch lined to right field. That's a base hit. Charged by Siciliani, and it goes right under his glove and rolls all the way to the wall. That's going to produce a run. Gosselin around second. He's heading for third. And the Arizona Diamondbacks get a run here. And an embarrassed Darryl Siciliani in right field. A tough play. He came in and reached down for it, the backhand, it went right under his glove. An outfielder's worst nightmare here in his first start as a Blue Jay.
Yeah, there he said. It was his very first start in right field. He's never played the field before. He's an infielder. He plays first, he plays second, plays a little first.
It's easy to play outfield in the major leagues.
For the first time ever.
Yeah, no problem.
He's never played in the minors. Never played it in AAA, single A, double A, never played in Pacific Coast, never in college, never in high school. So he goes and plays the outfield for the first time. And it was one of those slicing hits. It was a squibber, as they say, slicing hit. So it hits, and then it just kind of scoots right, right? You see it all the time. Experienced outfielders can read that stuff when they see it, you know, and it's going in, it's in the air. But it was a line drive. It was a tough one. And you could tell when he turned around too, he was super embarrassed. He was pissed off.
Arizona would add a Michael Bourne RBI single in the top of the fourth to cut Toronto's lead to 3-2. J-Hap would be done after five innings after walking four and giving up six hits while allowing two runs. Happ admits it was a rough one.
You know, I'm always going to compete and battle out there. And like I say, I didn't have my best stuff, but still going to get whatever I do have that day. I'm going to try to be smart about it, too, and not just throwing balls down the middle of the plate and hoping to get people out, because that doesn't work in this level.
He's good enough.
Yeah.
Right? Deserved bet. You know, Marco Estrada gets that run support in that game he pitched the other day. They win that game too. But he was good enough. He got out of trouble a couple of times, loaded the bases once, had a couple guys on, I think two or three times, pitched himself out of trouble. And I thought he was good enough and good for him. He's had a good year. He's 9-3 on the season. He's got an ERA of, I think, 3.45 or 3.42 actually. But he was good enough. He struck out eight yesterday, walked a few guys. No big deal. It's fine. We get the win.
Did you hear how emotional he was on the mound? Every time he gave up a hit, he was dropping a loud F-bomb on the broadcast because you could see he was fired up and he was really fighting it yesterday. Just you got that chill up your spine because that looked like the J-Hap the first time around. He was just like, oh, God, don't be that guy again. Yeah. Be the guy we've seen all season. But he was great. All right, 3-2 Blue Jays heading to the bottom of the sixth where Tulo and Edwin would get to work. Work, work, work.
Work, 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 work.
Edwin destroys a baseball. On the day they give out the T-shirt, the Edwin shirt, everyone is waving it over their heads right now. Home run number 19 for Edwin Encarnacion. And the Blue Jays double their lead to 4-2.
Quack, 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 quack.
1-1 pitch is swung on and crushed. Left center field, that's hit a ton, and that's gone. Troy Tulowitzki with his 10th. The Blue Jays' second home run of the inning. And they up their lead to 5-2.
Quack, 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 quack.
Yeah, 5-2 Blue Jays would be more than enough because of the bullpen, Dean, of Gavin Floyd, Drew Storen, Jason Grilli, and Roberto Osuna tossed four innings of two-hit shutout. Yeah, the pen was great, but manager John Gibbons wanted to talk about Troy Tulowitzki.
I did notice yesterday during batting practice, one of the best batting practices you'll ever see, especially coming out of him. I hadn't seen that good. He was firing the ball all over the field, gap to gap, things like that, and it really got my attention. So he's glad to be back. I mean, we need him to be good, and he's doing a great job since he's been back.
Yeah, let me give you some Troy Tulowitzki facts, some fun Troy Tulowitzki facts. Last three games, 2-for-4, 2-for-3, 1-for-3 with a walk and a couple of home runs. That's pretty good. Last seven games, he's batting .292 with two home runs, four ribbies, couple walks. He has struck out seven times, but he's got seven hits in that time. 7-for-24. He is 17-for-55, which is .310. He's batting .310 in his last 15 games. So the kid's starting to wake up, and it couldn't come at a better time.
When do you see him eventually? When does John Gibbons pull the trigger and move him back up in the lineup, maybe hitting once Jose's back? Does Tulo hit fifth again? Do you move him up even now with Jose?
Well, I think when you trade Jose, that's okay, when he bats leadoff again.
All right, so no. Jose's in a walking boot for the next 2 weeks. When do you move Tulo up in the lineup?
I don't know.
Well, hopefully he keeps it up and makes that decision easy. This to me is the
most... But if he's comfortable there, wouldn't you just leave him there?
Yeah,
would you leave him there?
Yeah. If the team's winning and he's going like he's going, why mess with it? I just think this is the most encouraging, you know, thing going on with the Blue Jays right now, right? Because you look at what he's done every other month, and it hasn't been Troy Tulowitzki for Colorado, and now we're finally seeing. I know it's only, 14 at-bats or whatever in June, but this is the best he's looked outside of a couple big hits in the playoffs. So it's really good. That's encouraging. And Drew Storen, you mentioned what Storen's...
He was awesome.
He is now, if I'm looking at his game log, he hasn't given up a run since June 6th, but so we have 1, 2, 3. We have seven straight outings now where he hasn't given up a run. So good things and good times in Blue Jays land. And we're currently sitting in the second wild card spot. So
and
it's all coming up.
Cecil and Morales are on the way.
Morales started the rehab assignments in single A. I believe it's double A this week and hopefully triple A next week. And then by this time next week, they're hoping to have both of those guys back in the bullpen because, as we all know, Aaron Loop is gone, which is great. And the only left-handed arm they got in the bullpen is Chad Girardo, which is not good as well.
Right.
So you can get some guy with some experience in Morales. Who had a dead arm to start the season, which sucked. And speaking of suck, Brett Cecil sucked for the majority of the first month that he was here. So, if you can get those guys back and if they can produce just a little bit out of that bullpen, they'll be all right. It's a good time. It's nice. It's the sleeping giant's starting to wake up a little bit.
And it feels like they still haven't hit their gear. They're right in the playoff spot. They're doing well, but it feels like we haven't seen them just bludgeon teams and really hit that, you know, 5, 6, 7 game win streak.
They have in the past 10, 15 games, you've seen a 13 spot, a couple of 11 spots, a 10, a 9, a 7, which has been nice, and they've won all those games, too. You have seen them do it much more recently than in you know, the first month and a half of the season, which is great. But the little things that you see, where Troy Tulowitzki's hitting for average, and he's hitting a deep ball, a three-run shot with runners in scoring position yesterday, the Jays were terrific. So, from Russell Martin. Russell Martin was terrific. And, you know, you forget about the defense that these guys give you, too. You forget about all the other stuff that they do. Troy Tulowitzki made a play from short. And how about Devin Travis? He turned a couple of one-hoppers into some outs at first base, including that video replay, which they actually won early in the game, which, did you see the look on Gibbons' face? He's like, wow, we won one. That's the best. Yeah. But their defense has been spectacular as well, which is my point.
Hey, man, does anyone get on better hot streaks than Edwin Encarnacion? When he's hot, he goes. Now he's leading the American League in RBIs. He's tied for third in the AL in home runs. So he's back to old school Edwin.
Sign that guy.
No, now.
Yeah. Nah, and he will. He'll sign.
Oh, yeah.
He will. He wants to stay here. He doesn't want to deal with all that.
You give him $60 million over the next 3 years.
Done. Right now. Especially because we talked about it earlier.
Give him some of Jose's money.
Who's the number one team in the American League average attendance? Toronto Blue Jays.
Yeah.
Fans are coming out. Pony up some dough. Blue Jays off tonight before kicking
off. And, you
know,
here's the other thing. Is this is the precipice now, right? Like, this is where you're thinking of making trades and staying relevant with your fan base in the standings, trying to get into not just the wild card, screw the wild card. You're trying to win the division.
Yeah, 2.5 back today, and it's very early still.
But you still want to, and exactly, but you're in a wild card. You're relevant. This is why people are coming, right? If you're 10 games below 500, you're not getting 44,000 people out to a game on a Wednesday night.
Like a Tuesday. Against
the Diamondbacks? You know what I mean?
So a sellout.
Yeah.
At a 4 o'clock game on a Tuesday was sold out.
Yeah. I mean, it's unheard. So I hope the Toronto Blue Jays are looking at the full breadth of what's going on here when it comes to trying to get something done. You sign Edwin, you make a trade, you bolster, because it's an arms race now. You got the top three teams in the American League East that are not just relevant, but powerhouses. The Baltimore Orioles won yesterday. I know Boston lost yesterday, but the Orioles won yesterday. It's a three-horse race. All three teams, the top three teams in the American League East are either playoff teams or wild card teams. So it has never been more important to jump the gun, and I hope Mark Shapiro and the Blue Jays organization and Rogers Media have a look at this and go, maybe we better kind of learn from what we did last year and make sure that we stay as relevant as we can and bolster our position to make sure that we're relevant with the fans and in the standings as well.
Blue Jays off tonight before kicking off a three-game set with the White Sox in Chicago tomorrow night with Aaron Sanchez on the mound. Sportsnet 590 The Fan and Sportsnet 1. All right, the NHL held its annual award show in Las Vegas last night, but before we tell you who won, the city was officially awarded an expansion franchise that will begin play in the 2017-2018 season. Commissioner Gary Bettman says hockey in Sin City will hit the jackpot.
There is no doubt that hockey fans, in addition to the other demographic aspects that we brag about, tend to be the most passionate at all of sports wherever they're located. Having an opportunity to again respond to that interest in a market that not only doesn't have professional hockey but doesn't have professional sports, we think was a great opportunity.
Billionaire businessman Bill Foley will cough up $500 million for the team.
It's the best of the leagues. It's a legendary league. Las Vegas is my home along with 2.3 million other people. We want everyone to be a fan. We're dedicated to it. We'll leave no stone unturned in our dedication, our pursuit of hockey in Las Vegas, not just for our team, but for the community.
Okay, but what does this mean for Quebec City? Here's Quebecor's CEO, Pierre Dion, saying that they ain't going to rest until they get a team.
Bring the Nordiques back to Quebec City remains a priority for Quebecor. As you all know, we love the game. We will continue to work with determination to achieve this goal.
Batman said, though, that the fluctuating Canadian dollar was a factor in the decision not to choose Quebec, but they're still top of mind.
Are we obviously aware of the interest and capabilities both of Quebec City and Quebecor? The answer is absolutely yes. They're on our radar screen for another time, perhaps another day, perhaps when circumstances may allow.
I got a question for you guys.
Yeah.
So the expansion draft goes about this time next year. I believe it's June 21st. Do you think players are nervous that they could end up in Vegas playing, or do you think they're excited by that proposition?
I talked to a friend of mine that played in the NHL for, he retired a number of years ago, but he played in the NHL for 16 years. And I asked him that question. I said, you know, if you were still playing, and you were 25, and someone said Vegas, and they left you unprotected, would you be stoked about it? He said, absolutely, I would. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's for the same reasons, guys. Do you remember when the NHL went into San Jose and the NHL went into Arizona? Guys were excited about, hey, listen, this is a brand new opportunity to expose a whole bunch of people. Not much different than when Wayne Gretzky went to Los Angeles, because I know the Kings were an established team when Gretzky went there, but, you know, it's a chance to do something no one has ever done. A lot of guys love being part of history.
Yeah.
But, hey, listen, bottom line is, he said this, Vegas is fun. Like, it's, you're 24, 25 years old, and you got, you know, $5 million coming to you this year, and you're part of something brand new, and it's going to be a rabid fan base because no one's ever experienced it before. Yeah, I think they would be. Whether it works or not long term is a totally different story. I don't know.
I think there'll be some players who, you know, don't want to uproot their families and they're comfortable where they are. But you're right. If you're 25, you're making a lot of cake.
You can get literally a 7,000 square foot home in Las Vegas for about $500,000.
Wow.
So, like, it's not expensive to live there either. That's the thing. The temptations are different. I think you're going to see a lot of guys in the NHL substance abuse program. I think you're going to see a lot of guys struggle. I think you're going to hear about a lot of, you're going to see stories swept under the rug at the very least.
Right.
Man, oh man, if you think there's temptations in New York, go to Vegas.
All right, to the NHL awards themselves, where Toronto's Will Arnett hosted the show, Dean, and Hilarity ensued.
That news is so exciting. There is a new team coming to town. Man. Wonder where hockey will go next. Maybe Edmonton.
And this when he was with Gary Bettman.
Does this say Wolves?
Yes, Wolves. In overtime, just in the regular season. I'm not crazy. We would release a pack of Wolves out onto the ice, like snarling, really, maybe rabid. And if the score is still tied after 5 minutes, we release a polar bear.
Okay, to the awards themselves, where Pat Kane was the big winner.
And the Hart Trophy goes to Patrick Kane.
This is Patrick Kane's third NHL award of the evening and the fifth of his career. He's the first Chicago Blackhawk to win the Hart since Stan Mikita in 1968.
Yeah, Kane scored career highs of 46 goals and 106 points and is the first U.S.-born player to be named league MVP.
Now, that's weird. A lot of people go, well, didn't Brett Hull win a Hart Trophy? Well, yes, he did, but Brett Hull was born in Canada.
Yeah.
So he's the first U.S.-born player.
And he broke our hearts in the 96 World Cup. And he was also the first American to lead the league in scoring. Dominic Hasek, Dean, did a great job of giving out the Vezina Trophy.
And the winner is Brendan Holdby.
Brendan.
Brendan Holdby.
You want to?
Brendan Holdby.
Is the guy, it's the guy's crowning achievement in hockey.
Brendan Holdby.
You hope you get your name
Brendan
right.
Holdby.
Thanks, Dominator. Chicago's Artemi Panarin won the Calder as the top.
Brendan Holdby.
Brendan, come get your
Brendan
trophy.
Brendan Holdby.
Brendan, come get your trophy or I'll cross-check you in face.
Brendan Holdby.
Chicago's Artemi Panarin won the Calder as the top rookie. LA's Drew Doughty walked away with the Norris. The Selke and the Bing went to Anze Kopitar, and the Jack Adams was won by Barry Trotz. The Washington Capitals. Did you know that 9 hockey writers didn't put Connor McDavid in the top 5 as rookie of the year?
Well, they're idiots. That's why. They're absolute idiots. I was surprised he didn't win it because of his points per game.
He was incredible. He was the best rookie. We'll talk Raptors NBA draft straight ahead. And Dean, a certain league kicks off tonight.
Good. It's almost time for the Queen's Plate. To catch Canada's oldest thoroughbred race and go to the Hats and Horseshoes Party presented by Stella Artois, such a renowned part of the Queen's Play tradition, truly is fantastic and a piece of history, and it's a ton of fun getting together with your fashion-forward friends, dressing up in all fancy, stylish clothing, walking the pink carpet in style. They say you should wear something sporty, stylish, and fun and top off your look with a hat that reflects the real you. That's the Queen's Plate. The party starts at noon, Woodbine Racetrack, Sunday, July 3rd. Visit queensplate.com to buy your tickets today. Hold on. We'll head down to Eagles Nest Golf and Country Club for the Joe Carter Classic and catch up with some celebrities next. Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
Subscribe to our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Do not settle. Demand. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand. Send us all your money. Sign up for our free podcast at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher, and we'll send you a free subscription for Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand, absolutely free.
Free at the Euros. How's that? That's next. Sportsnet 590 The Fan.